Hi there. I'm Paul Boger, host of KNPR State of Nevada. Enjoy this conversation from the show. If you like it, please follow us, and thanks. From Nevada Public Radio, I'm Paul Boger. This is State of Nevada. A trial that some say could cripple Nevada's ability to regulate water within the state begins today, June 8th, in a Las Vegas courtroom. For decades now, developers and the state have gone back and forth over Coyote Springs. That's a development about an hour northeast of Las Vegas. No one lives there, and that's largely because the state engineer years ago declared that there wasn't enough water. That decision was backed by the Nevada Supreme Court. Now, those developers say they're entitled to restitution for all the money they sank into the project. They claim the state essentially stole their water rights. The lawsuit could potentially cost the state billions. Alan Halaly has been covering it all for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He shared this update. Alan, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
For those who are not familiar, let's start this conversation with talking about Coyote Springs. Where did this idea for this town in the middle of nowhere north of Vegas come from?
Well, the original idea was to build some sort of a satellite city to the Las Vegas Valley, where there would be almost 100,000 homes and all these amenities, resort casinos, golf courses, that would, you know, essentially be to Las Vegas what Scottsdale is to Phoenix. You know, there was a lobbyist named Harvey Whittemore in the 90s who bought this land with the intention of doing that. But there was one problem, and the problem was water, as it often is in Nevada. And there's been decades of back and forth with the state engineer is in charge of administering water rights in all of Nevada's hydrographic basins. And eventually, they made the decision that there was not enough groundwater to build what they had wanted to build in Coyote Springs. It went all the way to the Nevada Supreme Court, where the Nevada Supreme Court said that, you know, the state engineer did act appropriately in kind of treating this whole area as its own one big basin. It's, you know, the headwaters of the Muddy River are where the Moapa Dace live, which is a very tiny fish that they were concerned about if those springs ended up drying up. So all this to say, you know, there wasn't enough water and, you know, we're still feeling the ripple effects of that with this lawsuit that is going to trial.
Now, that Supreme Court decision was in 2024, correct?
It was.
So this has been in litigation for years. So what is this, I guess, new lawsuit? You know, what is the new wrinkle here?
Right. Well, I think in speaking with the attorneys on this case, there was this idea that under what they call the Takings Clause of the Nevada Constitution, that the water rights associated with Coyote Springs were, quote, taken by the state. And basically what that means is, if it is determined that these water rights were indeed property that were taken by the state, that they need to be compensated for it. So this is a lawsuit dating back to 2020 that had been put on pause while this was being, you know, litigated at the Supreme Court, but it survived. And now, you know, the state is potentially looking down the barrel of paying billions of dollars in a settlement for essentially administering water rights, as the state engineer is tasked with doing. So this has survived all of this. And I think that's been a surprise to some people. And it's kind of the final act. And, you know, speaking with the attorneys on the developer side, you know, they kind of feel that if Nevada wants to do everything it can, pull out all the stops to stop this development from happening, they deserve something in return for putting hundreds of millions of dollars into this property, developing water rights. As you can imagine, it's been very expensive for them. But the larger question is, you know, whether the state engineer will hesitate when doing things like this in the future, if this does prevail. And, you know, the state, as you know, doesn't have a lot of extra money to be doling out billions of dollars to developers who are mad about water rights.
So where does the governor's office come into all of this?
Well, the governor's office comes in with Mark Hutchison, who, you know, Governor Lombardo has close ties to. Mark Hutchison is the former lieutenant governor, a big GOP mega donor behind many super PACs in Nevada that have contributed millions to both of his campaigns. And Hutchison is also the lead attorney for the Sinos, the developers of Coyote Springs, since about October. So there's that aspect of it, as well as, you know, the new state engineer that was appointed in February following the firing of Adam Sullivan, who was the namesake of that 2024 Supreme Court case. This new state engineer, Joe Cacioppo, who was appointed in February, he left his job at a water rights consulting firm, which has ties to Coyote Springs and still does. So there are questions just about this engineer who very closely worked with the state engineer's office in the past on behalf of mining and developers, how that looks in the future and whether, you know, those decisions will be made in favor of these folks that are kind of responsible in many ways for the decline of our basins.
So talk to me about this trial. You know, what should people who have been following this case, what should they expect over the next couple of weeks?
Right. So this trial is expected to last months. And the way it works is, you know, there is no jury at the outset of it. And it will be decided by Judge Mark Denton as to whether this should go to a jury. And if that does happen, the jury would be tasked with deciding exactly how much to give the developer on behalf of the state. I've heard that there's probably about 30 trial days, and not every day of the week is a trial day in district court. So we could be seeing this play out for multiple months. All eyes will be on whether, you know, Denton decides that this should move forward to a jury. And it'll be interesting to see if that jury decides, if at all, there is a settlement here for the Coyote Springs folks.
Alan Haleli is the environmental and water reporter for the Las Vegas Review Journal. Alan, thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to KNPR's State of Nevada.